In the Victorian city of Geelong, it's carbon fibre rather than nuclear technology which may be about to provide a lifeline for the local economy, which is reeling from the news that Ford will be closing its car-making operations. Carbon fibre is now used in everything from bicycle frames and musical instruments to aircraft brakes. It's been around since the 1870s, but now in Australia, innovations in carbon fibre technology are gathering pace. And as Emily Burke reports, the industry may be on the cusp of offering significant employment opportunities.
Amid the recent gloom, there are some bright sparks on Australia's manufacturing horizon. Brad Dunstan is the CEO of the Victorian Centre for Advanced Materials Manufacturing. He says new jobs can be created through the next generation of manufacturing, and he's confident that work will be suitable for the former Ford employees.
Not all new manufacturing is extremely high-tech and requiring lab coats. There's companies out there that, and one I'll use as an example, is a company called Microheat, who's got a new technology water heaters, and they, for their assembly process, they require assembly line workers who are, you know, tightening bolts, torquing things up. We require people to make injection molded plastic components, to stamp out metal electrodes, to make electronic circuit boards, all of which are being used in the automotive industry and being put together by people on automotive style production lines.
But the more promising opportunities lie in the area of carbon fibre, what's been described variously as a wonder material and the secret ingredient of the 21st century. For the last 7 years, Brad Dunstan's Centre for Advanced Materials Manufacturing and Deakin University have been developing a carbon fibre project.
What we've realised over that past 7 years is that there's a huge wave of demand coming for carbon fibre composites. That wave of demand is coming to reduce energy use in automotive, to reduce it in aerospace, to help improve energy efficiencies in energy generation. And that demand will see nearly an order of magnitude, 10 times increase or more in the demand for carbon fibre and carbon fibre composites. Well, we've been speaking to organisations such as Volkswagen out of Germany, and they've indicated that by 2020 they're going to need 187,000 tonnes of manufactured carbon fibre components.
Does China represent a threat to that business?
Obviously, labour costs are always a concern in manufacturing components. However, what we've seen with carbon fibre composites is there's a level of complexity and intellectual property required that at the moment many Chinese manufacturers don't have. So I think right now, with the demand coming through, that there is a niche for us to establish high quality manufacturing here in Australia that can export to the global market.
As well as high-value jobs in companies that own the intellectual property, Brad Dunstan says Ford workers will be well-placed to shift into the carbon fibre and carbon fibre composite area.
There's a retraining aspect for it, but there's still guys standing at presses inserting preforms in there. The resin infusion happens, the thing cures and the part comes out. And that's why I believe that there's opportunities for reasonably easy retraining of people to be able to undertake these sorts of operations.
That's Brad Dunstan, the CEO of the Victorian Centre for Advanced Materials Manufacturing, speaking there to Emily Burke.